sort of sticky inside.
Cucumber.
Well, it grows up on a vine. It's sort of bristly outside and sticky inside.
Red on the outside, white on the inside, green dry.
See,
okra?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it grows on bush.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
What different kinds of beans do people raise around here?
Ford hooks and llamas and string beans.
What are Ford hooks?
The Ford hooks it's a big bean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a llama. I mean, if you wait until it gets dry, it's just like a llama bean, like big llamas.
What about a butter bean?
Butter beans, raised butter beans, too.
What's the difference Ford between hook. Butter beans and llama beans?
Well, butter bean is a smaller bean. It's between a baby llama and the Ford hook.
Big.
If you want to get llamas out of the pods, you say you have to...
Wait to get dry.
Snap them.
Uh-huh. What about the green beans or snap beans? What's the difference between that and string beans?
No, they are no difference. Some of them is snap, some of them is... There's a thick layer on the hub of it that you have to pull off, snap off.
And a leafy vegetable that grows like this.
Cabbage.
Uh-huh. Say if you wanted to buy something, you'd ask for two or three...
Heads of cabbage.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use that word heads talking about children?
Oh, yeah.
How would you use that?
Then you have to count the heads at the table.
Uh-huh. Would you say that joking or serious?
Yes, joking mostly.
Uh-huh. Say if someone had about 14 children, you say he really had a...
bunch of children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say passel?
Yeah.
How would you...
They say he had a passel or a house full.
Uh-huh. Well, would passel be joking or would it be serious?
That'd be joking.
What else would you say passel about besides children?
I don't know right now, Laura.
Yeah.
What about if someone had about 500 acres of land? You'd say he really had a...
Had a large place or...
Mm-hmm.
Large farm.
Would you ever use the term right smart? If he had a right smart of land?
Yeah. Some people do.
Do you?
No. I don't know what that is.
Huh?
I don't know if they ever have.
Uh-huh. And when you cook bacon, you know, and it gets smaller, you say that it...
swiveling up, drying up.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob.
Sweet corn.
Any other name for that?
Well, roasting ears.
Yeah.
Huh?
Some of them call them roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as sweet corn?
Yeah, all the same.
And the outside of the ear of corn?
It's got the shuck on it.
And the stringy stuff on it.
That's the silk on it.
Mm-hmm. And the thing at the top of the corn stalk?
Tulsa.
Did you ever hear of mutton corn?
Yeah.
What's
that? It's all sweet corn. Right on. Only it's field corn, but I mean, when it's in a tender shape, it's the stage, and they use it for, corn, before it dries.
Then they call it?
The mutton corn.
What's the difference between that and roasting ears?
None.
Mm-hmm. And something that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
And a little yellow crooked-necked vegetable?
Squash.
What about the white flat kind of squash?
It's corn, but I mean...
That's what they call it. It's white squash.
Uh-huh.